Rural Focus.
Well, time to chat biosecurity. Stop potential biosecurity threats at your farm gate. The man who's right across this from DPIRB, Grains Biosecurity Officer, Jeff Russell, does join us. And Jeff, I'm thinking that, well, still, WA farmers should be proactive in liaising with visitors.
Yes, it's basically the biggest kind of risks coming onto the farm are presented in people, vehicles and product. And so farmers can work out ways to manage people and their vehicles coming onto the farm and check their products that they're not contaminated and they're bringing a problem into their production areas.
So our farmers, mate, should be keeping track of, say, visitor and vehicle on-farm movements?
Yes, they should be at least keeping a record of who's coming onto the farm and when they leave as well, just so that they can do, if the event arises, they can do some forward and back tracing on that. They also need to just ask the people coming on, because to have that kind of come clean, go clean mentality is
absolutely
come on to, before coming onto my farm, check your car. You're not carrying, you know, prickly weed seeds onto my property, or in the case of if it's wet and things like this, they could bring mud that carries onto the chassis, and that could be a way to bring pests from someone else's paddock onto yours and things like that.
How is it going around regional WA at the moment, mate? Of course, we had, you know, the big sort of, I won't say outbreak, but there was, it was big probably this time last year. How is it going, say, this time now?
At the moment, we've had, your two biosecurity responses as such, and that was the Russian weed aphid, which came in a couple of years ago, and then that was followed by the fall armyworm. The fall armyworm is more of a headache in the northern areas of WA, around Kununurra, more the horticultural issues, especially with the sweet corn and things like that. It's not really seen as a major threat in the southwest because of the cooler conditions. The Russian wheat aphid, which came in and established itself north of Esperance about 2.5 years ago, that's now pretty much spread through the entire southwest region in the wheat belt. I think it was detected in around Geraldton about this time last year because we had that bit of an earlier break and some nice rain and early crops. It's not a super serious pest. Pretty much the research that was done when it came in 2016 in South Australia that was conducted by GRDC has given growers control methods and seed treatments with an insecticide pretty much keep that at bay as a problem.
I know that a lot of farmers are still using those big signs, mate. How are they going?
Biosecurity signs have been quite popular, especially in the last 6 months, because, of course, outside of the grains industry, there's been the concern about the foot and mouth disease issues in Indonesia.
Yep.
However, I'd say that there's been some very successful vaccination programs covered by the federal government working in consultation with the Indonesian authorities, and that's pretty much taken the heat out of that concern at the moment. But that was causing a problem, and a lot of people, yes, they were after signs for there.
Yeah.
Signs are still available around the place, and people can inquire at their local regional office and see if they can pick up one or two signs for their property if they need them.
Are there any apps or, say, maybe QR codes that our farmers can be using?
At the moment, we haven't quite got to that area QR codes, but we do have a number of apps which are used for reporting pests and unknown insects or diseases. You've got the My Pest Guide Reporter app, which is freely available off the DPIRB or the ag site, and also for cropping in particular, there's also the Pest Facts Reporter app as well.
Okay.
So farmers can get those onto their phones. And so if they see something which is unusual, they can take photos of what they're seeing and send it off. And that'll go down to our diagnostic labs in Perth, in South Perth there.
Yep.
And they'll get a reply back on that.
All right. And, all in all, really developing a biosecurity plan is probably the best way to go.
It is. Just working out some simple practices.
Yep.
And it's not really high science.
Yep.
It's basic farm hygiene. And, you know, farmers, if you keep your area clear, if you know who's coming and going, if you have a designated parking area, a washdown facilities, you can contain problems in one location so that they're not spread around the farm.
All right, so go ahead and do that. And for our growers who maybe sort of, you know, have might have missed the ball a little bit, mate, is there a website that they can go to maybe keep them up to date?
There's various websites around. There's the Plant Health Australia website. There's also the Grains Biosecurity website. And the Grains Biosecurity website is Grains Biosecurity. It's all one word, lowercase, .com.au.
So grainsbiosecurity.com.au is the website to go to. So there you go, growers. Stop potential biosecurity threats at your gate. And if you are wanting to know more, I'm sure you can get in contact with the team at DPIRB and they will certainly help you out. DPIRB Grains Biosecurity Officer Jeff Russell. Jeff, thanks for that update this morning, mate.
That's okay, Troy.